R.S.T. Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope, to Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesu S. Christ, our Lo, R.N.D. As I urged you to remain at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that you might command some that they teach no other teaching, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which bring doubts rather than godly encouragement which is in faith. So, do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of unpretended faith, from which some have turned aside to vain words, desiring to be teachers of the law, neither understanding what they say and or what they affirm. But we know that the law is good, if a man uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for you, noly and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for man killers, for fornicators, those who have sex outside of marriage, for homosexuals, for men stealer s, for liars, for persons willfully making false statements, and if there are any other things that are contrary to sound t aching a according to the glorious gospel of the BL est God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, in that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blas, femur, and a p, persecutor, a, nd, a physical, abuser, of Christians. But I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful El Sion, G and W, orthy of everyone, is a acceptance that Christ Jesus came into that e world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Nevertheless, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me Jesus Christ might first show forth all patience, for an example to those who say whole d later believe on high m foe are everlasting life. Now to the King et eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies chapcha ishwen t before concerning you, at you by them might fight a good battle, holding fi cheat and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered to Satan, that the why may learn not to blasph m e